News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, violent scenes involving spectators and players which erupted at the end of the under-15 football match are to be investigated by Wicklow GAA. The incident involving both players and adult club members has widely circulated on WhatsApp and social media over the past 20 hours. And we spoke earlier to Andrew Ryan, sports journalist for the Irish Sun and the Wicklow People, who brought us up to speed on what happened.
Wicklow GAA have said that they've opened an investigation into violent scenes that took place after a juvenile football match on Saturday afternoon. A video that circulated on social media over the weekend appears to show spectators fighting following the under-15D football championship final between Kilcool and Carnew Emmets. In a statement, Wicklow GAA condemned what they described as unacceptable behaviour and said that they would take strong disciplinary action against any individuals found to be involved. There is no evidence in the video to suggest any of the players themselves were involved, and both clubs declined to comment.
For more on this now, we're joined by Ray Silk, former Galway footballer, All-Ireland winning captain and secondary school teacher at Clausha. Ignored. Ray, you're very welcome. I'm sure you've seen the video. It was grim. It was grim. There were adults throwing punches on pitch side, but also it looked to me like there was adults pushing, shoving, and in one case trying to kick one of the players who was only a young fella, maybe 14 or 15 as he came off the pitch. What did you make of it?
Yeah, you know, like anyone that has a little bit of social media, although I haven't gone away from as much of it as I can, my WhatsApp binged up with four or five people sending me that on Sunday afternoon, and I think it's horrible to watch. Mm. Disgusting and vile are things that phrases are used for people who come on the pitch after a game or during a game, but at any age level, but particularly at underage level. And I'm involved in the LGFA here in my own club in Moycullen, and they have a statement: if I want to be, I have to see. And I'd say there's a lot of very embarrassed people by their behaviour, and if they're not embarrassed, well, then they should walk away before they're banned, because it's totally unacceptable. I do think it's unusual now. I've been involved for the last 6 or 7 years at school levels as well, and it's very, very unusual. I won't say it doesn't happen, because obviously it does, but it's exceptionally unusual, in my opinion, for adults to go onto the field of play where children are involved. But to be seen kicking and punching and trying to kick a young fella, you know, I think those people have to take personal responsibility for their action, and they have to be
is that enough, Ray,
as they come on board.
Is that enough, though?
Should they not be sanctioned
and severely sanctioned? I know you're saying it's exceptional, but it's about 6 weeks since we last talked about an episode of violence breaking out on a pitch at a GAA game. We haven't talked about it happening in soccer. We haven't talked about it happening in rugby or other sports. Does the GAA sort of specifically have a problem about being soft on this?
I agree. And after what I was going to say, personal responsibility, I'd say they have to accept the consequences of that action. So the county chairman, Martin Fitzgerald of Wicklow, he has a job of work to do there. And, you know, I wouldn't ban the clubs, but I think the people that can be identified in that video clip should be banned from the GAA for a minimum, I'd say, 5 years. Also, maybe fines for the club. But when I say personal responsibility, I think everyone involved in the GAA, you can't allow that to happen, Ciara. It's just absolutely unacceptable. It's terrible stuff. We have a massive problem in this county, as in all counties, with getting referees. And if you don't have a referee, you don't have a match. So the referee's report there is crucial. People can be identified from that. Yeah. I don't know, is that a good enough reason for them to be banned? Or, you know, is it legally possible to ban people from that? But anyone who goes out onto any underage sport and, you know, basically assaults or tries to assault someone else needs to be banned from the association, because it's absolutely appalling and it's not good enough.
And just, Ray, as a secondary school teacher, you obviously work with kids of this kind of age, the 14 and the 15-year-olds. This surely must have had a very bad impact on children who are exposed to this, who are in some cases individually pushed, shoved, and definitely in the video I saw somebody attempting to kick a child, an adult attempting to kick a child.
Yeah, well, look, the reality on the ground is after school this evening, I'll be out with the first years and there'll be a gang of second years. We have 32 first years in Clausha Dignall playing Gaelic. And I would be so embarrassed if I ever thought something like that would happen within their clubs or any of the teachers involved. I have 2 12-year-olds myself, and one of them said he thought it was kind of funny looking, but I said it's not funny, but it was some of the people involved in that incident looked like they needed to a lot of other things apart from going out trying to fight people, because, you know, it just, it looked terrible, and it's a horrible example. And I would say this, and my last statement on it, on this little interview, is anybody who's involved in GAA was embarrassed to see that happening, because it just allows people correctly to say it happens in the GAA and it doesn't happen in other codes. And one thing that Robbie and anyone involved in Robbie that I know say, the level of discipline and the level of self-restraint from supporters and players, because of the nature of the game as well, is very, very high. And I think the GAA can learn from those codes.
Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning, Ray. That is Ray Silk, their former Galway footballer and All-Ireland winning captain. Let us know, 53106. Lots of people around the country, including my co-host here, Shane Coleman, love the GAA, love the sport, love the community aspect of it, love the camaraderie, all of it. But this is a stain on the GAA. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. What do you think should happen?